It's Monday, March 27th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslims from around the world have moved to America for work or school, yet they are often ignored by those around them, even Christians. In an interview on Voice of the Martyrs Radio, Fuad Masri, president of the Crescent Project, says our job as believers is not to convert anyone, but to shine the light of Jesus and rely on God to draw our Muslim friends to himself.
We wanted to focus on Muslims because people ignore them. And it's sad. You meet Muslims who've lived in this country and they would tell you, I have no Christian friends. And it's shocking, like, why don't I have Christian friends? We can be their friends. They don't have to become believers. We can just be friends and, I don't know, go have hummus together, kebabs or something.
Masri has written a book entitled Sharing Jesus with Muslims, a Step-by-Step Guide. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. A deadly tornado and strong thunderstorm swept across Mississippi at 8:50 p.m. Friday, killing at least 24 people, injuring dozens, and leaving a trail of destruction for more than 100 miles, reports ABC News. Debris was reported to be lofted more than 20,000 feet into the air as the tornado began ripping through the Sharkey and Humphrey counties. Republican Governor Tate Reeves tweeted, quote, many in the Mississippi Delta need your prayer and God's protection tonight. We have activated medical support, surging more ambulances and other emergency assets for those affected. Search and rescue is active, end quote. Edgar O'Neill, a storm chaser who was on the ground in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, described what he saw.
Complete and utter devastation. Houses gone, the gas stations destroyed, trees, power lines blocking entrances everywhere, stray animals, people wandering the street clearly in shock. We saw a lot of first responders as well.
In last November's Arizona election for governor, Democrat Katie Hobbs defeated Carrie Lake by 17,117 votes, 50.3% to 49.6%. Lake, who has defined herself as closely aligned with former President Donald Trump, contends that Hobbs won through vote fraud. For months, Lake has insisted she will overturn the election and ultimately be installed as the true governor of the Grand Canyon State. Last Wednesday, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the appellate court erred in dismissing Lake's vote count concerning the signature verification process, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Conservative black commentator Larry Elder is teasing a potential 2024 presidential run as he looks to capitalize on the attention he garnered as the leading Republican challenger in California Governor Gavin Newsom's 2021 recall election, reports the Christian Post. Although Elder was unsuccessful in his efforts, the popularity of his gubernatorial campaign gave him national attention. At the Black Conservative Summit in Chicago, Illinois, Larry Elder said, quote, I think Larry Elder brings a couple of things to the table that the others don't. Most notably is an ability to refute effectively the lie that America is systemically racist. It is a lie that Democrats push because they want black people to think of themselves as victims. The second thing I think I bring to the table is the recognition that the number one social problem facing the country is a large number of children in America who entered the world without a father in the home, married to the mother. End quote. Isaiah 1 verse 17 says, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless. Elder bemoaned the welfare state. He said, quote, Lyndon Johnson launched the so-called War on Poverty in the mid-60s. Since then, we've spent over $20 trillion, and what we've done is we've incentivized women to marry the government, and we've incentivized men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. Our side, meaning the conservative side, Republican side, does not talk enough about that. I intend to, end quote. And finally, you've probably never heard of the Uniform Determination of Death Act, a 1981 model state law defining clinical death. It states, quote, an individual who has sustained either one, irreversible cessation of circulatory and respiratory functions, or two, irreversible cessation of all functions of the entire brain, including the brainstem, is dead, end quote. According to Dr. Heidi Klesig, a retired Christian anesthesiologist and pain management specialist with the group Respect for Human Life, leftists now want to make two major and disturbing changes, reports the Heartland Daily News. First, they want to change the word irreversible to permanent. And second, change the description of entire brain to brainstem. She wrote, quote, irreversible is commonly held to mean not capable of being reversed. The term permanent is being offered as meaning that no attempt will be made to reverse the situation. So, because doctors are not going to attempt to correct the patient's problem, it now becomes permanent, end quote. And Dr. Klesig notes that defining clinical death by narrowing the criteria to loss of brainstem function makes it easier to declare someone dead. In other words, comatose people could be declared legally dead. Live organ harvesting is one reason prompting this revision of the definition of death. Watch a recent interview with Dr. Klesig entitled Organ Harvesting Exposed through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, March 27th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.